אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
Shalom, Australia. Australia Post has pulled a World Globe product from sale at its outlets and issued an apology after the Australian Jewish News alerted it to the fact that on this map product, this global map product, Israel was labeled as Palestine. The Globe, produced by the Discovery Company, was bought at Australia Post Bentley East branch in Melbourne last Friday by a Jewish man as a birthday present for his grandson. After noticing the error, he contacted the Anti-Defamation Commission to express his shock and anger, and he has vowed to return the product. And in another blunder, the name Israel did appear on the Globe, but it was in Lebanon, under the country Lebanon, and above the region identified as Palestine. And it was also printed across a border line on the product. All that was visible of the word Israel was Israel. Speaking to the Jewish News, an Australian Post spokesperson said, "We're aware of this issue and have suspended the sale of this product, and we apologise for any offence caused." The spokesperson added that Australia Post stocks a range of products made by this company, Discovery, in our stores, which was purchased in good faith, stating accuracy is one of the utmost important things across all areas of the Discovery business. A spokesperson from that company said, "We have immediately consulted with our production partner called 2-in-1 World Globe Light to rectify the error relating to Israel. We apologize for any offense caused to our customers." Meanwhile, the 360 Group, Discovery's production partner, blamed a factory misprint error for the mistake. Describing the deletion of an existing country as an outrage, Anti-Defamation Commission Chairman Dvir Abramovich called on Discovery Australia to clarify whether this omission was, in fact, simply an oversight or something more sinister.
Dina, I would be worried about it, Shane, because it will be interesting to know if they had other errors on this world globe, or only the era was leaving Israel out. That is really disappointing. And you are listening to SBS Australian Jewish Update with Shane Dziatnik from the AJN. And Shane, Nazi memorabilia was sold in Perth last week.
That's right. A Jewish father and son were escorted out of a Perth auction house after they attempted to watch a selection of Adolf Hitler's personal items go under the hammer. The pair, who the Jewish News has chosen not to name, were told police might actually be called if they didn't leave the premises. And they arrived at JB Military Antique on Sunday to see several items purportedly owned by the Nazi leader auctioned, including a cigarette box, decanter, gravy boat, and hairbrush. Just for an example, the cigarette box sold for $29,000, and the auction has prompted renewed calls for the sale of Nazi memorabilia to be banned, with Federal Defence Minister Peter Dutton signalling a possible change in legislation.
But you know, Shane, it's very disturbing that somebody was prepared to pay $29,000 for a cigarette box that was owned by Adolf Hitler.
Absolutely. And the 23-year-old Jewish man who was there is actually the grandson of a Holocaust survivor. And he explained to us that he wanted to attend the auction so he could actually try to understand what type of people would bid on any item like that. And he told us the fact that it did sold, as you say, for $29,000 purely because it belonged to a man that tried to wipe out an entire race is an absolutely disgusting idea. However, the Military Antiques owner, Jamie Blewett, maintains that he will continue to sell the products, and he defended the trade, saying it was legitimate business and that these items are sold as historical artifacts.
Oh, very historical. And talking about this Nazi memorabilia, the HIN is actually publishing this week the Global Anti-Semitism Report, and some very interesting things came out of it.
Yes, coronavirus lockdowns last year shifted some anti-Semitic hatred online, where conspiracy theories blaming Jews for the pandemic's medical and economic devastation abounded. Israeli researchers reported earlier this month in this document. And that has raised concern about a rise in anti-Semitism in the post-pandemic world. The findings, which came in an annual report by Tel Aviv University researchers on anti-Semitism, show that the social isolation of the pandemic meant that Jews weren't generally in close physical proximity to people who wished to harm them, with the number of violent incidents towards Jews across some 40 countries actually dropping last year from 456 to 371. But online, though, the scene was very different. Researchers reported a potential warning sign that as pandemic restrictions ease, hateful conduct towards Jews could actually intensify, as it has during some of humanity's other historic struggles.
We're talking to Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the AJN, and you're listening to SBS Australian Jewish Update with Nitza Lowenstein. And Shane, what is interesting, we are on talking about Anzac Day, Sunday, Anzac Day. There is a campaign now to correct diggers' headstones.
Yeah, that's right. Australian Jewish military historian Peter Allen launched Operation Jacob last week, which aims to achieve corrections to headstones on the graves of Jewish diggers who were buried under markers that falsely represent their religion and heritage. So in the lead-up to Anzac Day, Allen confirmed he's started discussions with the Office of Australian War Graves in a bid to correct, on behalf of their families, the headstones of two diggers, signalman Jacob Sorsky, who is buried in Melbourne Springvale Cemetery, and Sydney-born pilot officer Raymond Shaw, who is buried in Knightsbridge War Cemetery in Libya. And both fallen diggers are two of more than 340 Jewish servicemen listed on the Australian Jewish War Memorial at ACT Jewish Community Headquarters in Canberra that Allen is currently researching. And he told us that while Sorsky and Shaw are first on Operation Jacob's priority list, this is only the beginning. He told us, "I estimate from my research so far that up to 10 headstones or more of Australian Jewish servicemen will need correction." And just very quickly, Sorsky is actually served under an anglicised name at the time, and like many Jewish servicemen in World War II, he stated his religion wasn't Jewish. But and also Shaw also stated his religion was Church of England, and he was a pilot and he was flying over Nazi Germany, so that probably was a factor too. So their headstones, their families would like their headstones to include a Star of David and, of course, correct Sorsky's name, which is not Drummond, like he put on his enlistment form. And one of the graves actually has a cross on it, which is not ideal. So the family would like to replace the cross with a Star of David.
Shane Dziatnik, senior journalist at the Australian Jewish News. Thank you so much and have a great week. עקבו אחרינו והפיצו אותנו דרך דף הפייסבוק שלנו.